You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Yeah, what's up, people? This is Soul Sandwich. We're broadcasting to you from the unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. Soul Sandwich, CITR 101.9 FM.
Boom, yeah. You got it.
I was trying to like just go through all the like, you know, the
you
different.
Got it. You got it, Ola.
Yeah, welcome back. This is your first time back since last year.
Has it been that long? Has it really been that long?
I don't know. There we go.
Has it been that long, Ola? I don't think it's been that. For all y'all who couldn't hear me earlier, it's Rachel. I'm back on Soul Sandwich.
Back.
You might know me as a Soul Sandwich airline pilot.
I remember that. That was like, I can't remember exactly the month, but that was like a really long time ago. That was like easily like last year, like last summer.
That was definitely last year. I think that was when I was back when I was like a radio newbie. I used to
recommend all the hot tracks on
like
here.
A cold sweat, yeah. When I was in the studio, I was literally like ready
stressing
to pee my pants
all the time.
Yeah, it was. If any of y'all have not spoken on the radio before, it's kind of freaky at first, and then you kind of realize that you're probably talking to yourself, and that's fine.
Yeah, the first time you hear your voice is just a really weird experience because you don't like the sound of your voice usually the first time, and then like you kind of have to like get used to it, and you're like, you know what, like it's okay if you don't like my voice, because like this is not a democracy, you know, this is like straight up dictatorship. I'm just like, just I don't care if you don't like my voice, like I'm just gonna speak, tell the truth. Yeah.
Word on the street about that is that the acoustics that are created like by your skull is different than the way that you hear your voice when it's recorded and played back to you. So your voice essentially sounds like really good when you're speaking aloud and you hear your voice because of the acoustics that your skull creates. But as soon as you hear it played back to you, like just via a recording, it sounds really different because the acoustics are different. It's kind of like how, you know, when you sing in the shower,
it sounds amazing when I'm in the shower.
So
I sound like a diva. I sound like I can go head to head with like Beyonce or something.
Yeah,
you know? Like I
Ola
feel like
versus
it,
Beyonce.
Yeah,
can
like,
we tweet
just like
Beyonce right now? And I'm just gonna tweet her and be like, my friend Ola.
I don't want the Beehive to come after me
wants
though.
To
that's
duel
like
you
I don't think that's a
off.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I think that's a great idea. You know what? Her twins probably sing better than you do.
I agree. They have like more talent in their like thumb than I do. You have way better control over like levels and stuff. That's like awesome.
I just did a little sneaky like, sneak over the boards there. I am, after all, the pilot of Soul Sandwich Airlines. Oh. Okay.
You just like a weird like I am the captain now kind of thing. Like, look at me, look at me. I am the captain now. Just look at me.
I am the captain now. Okay, that's a movie reference where you know
Captain Phillips, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Yeah. Tom Hanks taking over. Yeah. But today on Soul Sandwich, what is on the menu for Soul Sandwich Airlines today?
There's
Ola?
No defining theme. Like lately, it's just been how I'm feeling that day. Like I'm just like listening to like all the songs I have like my like saved, and I'm just like, how do I feel? Do I like this song right now? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm not really feeling like this like really bumping track, but right now I'm really feeling like this certain person, and like it's just been just me going on based on my mood, right? And I think you kind of get that vibe a little bit, maybe.
So today on Soul Sandwich Airlines, the menu is Ola's smorgasbord of music.
Yes. Well, it's smorgasbord. I like that word.
Smorgasbord.
It sounds like Swedish or something.
Yeah, I think it's European country.
Okay.
One of those.
Cool. We have some, like Rach saw a lot of stuff that they recognized. So that was like very, very interesting. That
key sign.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Major
like
key.
Yeah, like you pretty much just recommended Daniel Caesar, and I had like two Daniel Caesar songs on here. But you did say I should play a newer track, which is way I didn't even know that was available.
Gotta
at that
keep
point.
Up to date.
I know. Like I said, I pulled this out of like my actual track list, so I was just like, just dump stuff. So I have Jessie Rees.
Is a local artist or what?
She's from Toronto, yeah. But she's pretty good. I think I first saw her on Twitter.
Okay.
Cool. Somebody was like, "Oh yeah, she looks exactly like what's her face? Kehlani." A little bit like Kehlani, but like,
does she have that like Aaliyah vibe that Kehlani has?
I would let you like define that for yourself when you listen to it, but
okay.
Yeah, I have like some older tracks. I have like a little bit of like Taku's remix of like Gallant's Waiting Gold. I have like Tyrant from Kali Uchis.
New hot track. She's actually coming to Vancouver.
Yeah, I saw that.
Phony people.
Yeah, I know.
But sorry,
September.
Kids, if you didn't buy tickets,
because tickets are
sold out.
It's
cool. It was hot. It was like hot.
Hot of the press. Yeah.
Sold so fast.
We just have like a lot of artists on here, and I think you'll enjoy all of them. You have Missy D as well. I know like a lot of people at UBC know Missy D because she's kind of like a local. Like local prodigy, kind of. Yeah,
local prodigy. I mean, she's kind of the best.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So we're just gonna start off. We're gonna start off with Daniel Caesar, one of like my best ones. Japanese denim. Super
Smooth.
Great stuff. Super, super, super.
Are we
good.
Getting that studio version? That acoustic version?
I don't know if I didn't even know there's a studio. Wait, I just have like a version that I saw like on his Spotify.
Because there's an acoustic version that's got that like raw feel.
Yeah. Apparently, like he first debuted it at like a live show, and like that's like the acoustic. I guess he plays at his like concerts as well. So apparently that's like it was just like so highly demanded that like they actually did like an actual like studio version.
Yeah.
So I find that pretty interesting. Mm. He's really good. Lyrically, like he's just like fantastic every single aspect because lyrically, like words, like you read like the on Genius or something, you're like, wow, this is great. And then also just like the way he crafts his voice, like he uses his voice almost like an instrument, like he has like these weird sounds. It's almost like a lot of like he's doing the soprano in the track, but also like the weird like tenor as well, and also like the. Like it's just a really nice combination, and I don't know how he just does that all by himself, and it's great, beautiful.
And for those of you who don't know too much about Daniel Caesar, he's actually an artist from Toronto, Canada, and he grew up in the church, and so a lot of the music that he listened to was very gospel. Very church choir influence, and so he's bringing a lot of that back into his music now, and. He talked quite a bit about that on an interview for Selection Radio with Joe Kay.
Yeah.
I think some of y'all might know about that. And so he talked a little bit about, you know, the tracks that he's working on and how he's bringing more of that choir, that like church vocal vibe back into his music. And you'll hear that with the other track that we're going to play, which is his new track. So watch out for that. We have some hot
stuff.
Hot
at the press. When did it come out?
What did it come out? A couple months back.
Okay,
for sure.
Cool.
Yeah. But it is a fresh track.
Fresh.
And Daniel Caesar has been through some shit, man.
Yeah.
Like, he's been homeless.
I think on the interview with Genius, he pretty much talked about how he was, like, you know, going through, like, crisis in faith, right? And, like, a lot of, like, his stuff, like, when he first started off was, like, him coming to terms with that, right? I think you went to his concert, right?
I did.
Yeah.
I did watch him live. That was... Okay.
I remember you saying, like, he's a cutie. Like, just a cutie.
Okay, yes, Daniel
like,
Caesar,
adorable.
If you're listening, you're very attractive. But that's not the point. I think what I really enjoy about Daniel Caesar as an artist and as a person is that he's incredibly humble and he is very grateful to his fans, and he's never... He doesn't give me the impression that he's being eaten up by fame or the mesmerizing aspect of fame. Like, he's very much a down-to-earth person who likes to talk to his fans and is very honest and genuine on stage. You know, he like has a like little giggle or a laugh like here and there where he's just like, oh, I said something silly. You know, and I remember taking photos with him and like he doesn't smile, and I commented on that. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing.
I gotta look good for the camera.
And he smiled when I said that, and I thought it was the cutest thing. But Yeah, anyway, so if Daniel sees the finds this, he's going to know how much of a fan I am.
Yeah. This, like, signal boosts this. Everybody just, like, just spam Daniel Caesar's Instagram or something. Like, oh, recordings, links.
Links.
Okay.
Love you.
Should we go right into it?
That track?
Okay, cool.
Japanese
let's do that.
Japanese denim.
We can talk about, like, what it means, like, afterwards. I think I, like, read up on it a little bit.
I'll go into that knowledge on y'all. God damn.
Okay. Okay. Content warning, just for, like, the entire show, we're going to be playing, like, stuff that, like, some people could find. Or misconstrue as, like, offensive, you know, like, if you have kids or if you find it offensive, just, like, turn it off for, like, the next hour and, like, be right back in, like, a couple.
After
8:30. So, yeah. Enjoy. Daniel Caesar.
Japanese denim.
All right. Let's get this.
I don't stand in line, I don't pay for clothes for that, yeah. But I wait for you. I don't like to drink, I don't like to think for that, oh. But I ponder you, oh. I'm bending it over, you're my four-leaf clover. I'm so in love, so in love. There's no one above, up above. Forever's a long time, yes. My blue jeans will last me all. Met you at the shop, sun was getting hot, I'm lonely, yeah. I'm in the city on my own. Never would have thought you'd be the one I got a homie. But that's the way it goes. I'm reaching Nirvana. Goodbye, sweet Rwanda. High school.
Hanging from the tree, I'm hanging.
That was Japanese Denim by Daniel Caesar. Welcome back to Soul Sandwich.
Yeah, no, I didn't think you were expecting me to speak right after. I thought you were going to, like, you know, do some, like, drop some knowledge and
that
stuff.
That was me, dropping knowledge about the song name and the artist. I thought that somebody, I think somebody named Ola, said that he was going to drop some knowledge about this song.
Okay. I guess I'm going to do that now. I guess so. I think the thing I read about it was like, I think it was talking about selvage, and it's like a certain type of like blue denim that really lasts a really long time.
Oh, yo, I think I heard of that too. It's you put it like in the freezer and it like cleans itself that way or like doesn't smell. You never have to wash it.
Yeah, it's like really tough, and I think he like likens that to like kind of like a relationship as well, and like how like it's really like complex on different levels, even though it's like very simple words and like, you know, like I don't wait in line, I don't do like, but I wait for you, you know, that kind of stuff. It's like tough, very interesting stuff. Daniel Caesar is a pretty good lyricist, and I've
pretty good is an understatement.
Well, pretty good is like a word I don't just like throw out like compliments like that, you know, like that's high praise. Pretty good.
Pretty it's good is pretty high, good. Praise high praise in Ola's books.
Yeah,
you
it's
hear
all,
that,
it's
y'all?
All me. It's all me. You wanna check out Jesse Reyes?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, cool.
Jessie Reyes from Toronto. Do we have any other more like info to share about her?
I say the Kalani thing.
Okay.
But this is also like one of my first times. Like I heard only one song from her, pretty much, and I've just been listening to it like the entire week. So
okay, it's on repeat. It's that kind of song.
It's that kind of song. Repeat.
All right, let's get into it.
And then after that, we'll just like play H.E.R.
For a little bit.
Yeah. Funny thing is, I didn't like. So I'm one of those people that like finds like digs for music. I'm one of those people that like stumbles upon music. Right. And H.E.R. I basically stumbled upon her like listening to a Drake track.
Mm.
So it was like a very just like a weird like I think Drake had her featured on a song. Then I like looked her up because I was like, this is very good vocals. And I think she had a song called Jungle. And then
the cover of his song. Yeah.
There we go. And then like I went, just kept listening to her. And then I found like, Joe, yeah, she's super good. So I think you should definitely, we should definitely listen to that right after. Volume 2 just came out, her Volume 2. So,
I think one thing I want to add about H.E.R., actually, there's an artist called Her, so it's actually pretty important to distinguish H.E.R. and Her, because there's another artist that's called Her, I think. And so what's cool about, let's just say Her for the sake of the show, what's cool about Her is that she refuses to reveal her identity or what she looks like.
That explains a lot.
So the album cover is fashioned in a very specific way where it's just like her shadow or like her silhouette,
exactly.
And you don't see her face. And I don't think she has a very strong social media presence. It's a very intentional kind of, I wouldn't say marketing necessarily, but it's a very intentional kind of presence or like persona that she crafts.
Is that a deliberate like me making a persona, or is it is it her making a persona like that I am basically invincible, or is it she just doesn't want that like limelight and she doesn't want that like over scrutinizing by like, you know, the public and stuff?
Yeah, I think it's more the latter, and my understanding of it is that she how do I say this? Like she very intentionally does not want to reveal what she looks like because she doesn't want that to impede on the way that people view her music or view her as an artist. Mm. So she very intentionally does not reveal her identity or is not very public about her personal effects because that's not relevant to her music. And that this is more of like, I'm just going to pull a little bit of like academics in here, but it kind of reminds me of Bell Hooks.
Oh, okay.
Because she intentionally has her her pen name is Bell Hooks. Like, that's not her the name that she was given at birth. But Bell Hooks is written in lowercase as a way to state that it's not as important what my name is or the fact that I'm the author. I want you to listen and read
to what I have to say.
So it's not really about me, because that's too much about my ego. It's more about what I have to say and the words I have to contribute. And I don't want you to judge my words based on, like, this understanding of my persona that you have. But anyway, that's her. So we have Jessie Reyes, right?
Yeah.
And her.
Yeah.
What are the names of the tracks?
Figures by Jessie Reyes and mm-hmm. Say It Again by H.E.R.
Let's get into it.
Let's do this.
Figures. I gave you right to die and you gave me games. Love. Figures. I know I'm crying. Cause you just won't change. Love, figures. I gave it all and you gave me shit. Love, figures. I wish I could do exactly what you did. I wish I could hurt you back.
Good.
show tonight. Write all the notes that I know you like. You know I'm a pro when I'm on the mic. We already here, so turn off the lights. Yeah, you had a lot to say. No more talking, you can use that mouth in other ways. Cause I want it now. I want it now. Now, and I won't say it again. You've been asking into actions. I won't say it again. I won't say it again. Yeah. Here we go. Baby, give me all of that ego. You say it's food for thought. Let me feed you. This ain't even a half, it's a preview. Yeah. I had a lot to say. I'm done talking, I'ma throw it back like yesterday. Cause I want it then, yeah. And I want it now. And I won't say it again. Boy, you know I don't get naughty for anybody. I won't say it again. Even though this ain't the first time I said it one time, I ain't gon' say it again. You've been asking into actions. I won't say it again. I won't say it again. Yeah. Well, you know I don't get naughty for anybody.
We back. What's up, people? Listen to CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting to you from the unceded Musqueam territory. And yeah, you're listening to Soul Sandwich. I didn't know I failed. I was just like staccato, boom. Just like boom, 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 boom. Yeah, no, welcome back to the show. We were playing some dope tracks. Just straight out of Ola's smorgasbord. Just like dropping those tracks for
drop
y'all.
Drop it.
Yeah.
Ola's smorgasbord. I love that. Yeah. I need to put that on a t-shirt.
Wow.
Oh. And put your face
that,
like,
that's
on
serious.
It.
Wow. I'm amazed.
Okay, watch out for that Soul Sandwich merch. Ola's smorgasbord. Do you think people will wear that? I think people would wear it.
It's like novelty almost. Yeah.
I'm imagining like your face in the center, and then like the text is arranged in
and
a
I might be eating something. Smorgasbord. Like
you're eating an album.
It's,
on brand. You know, because it's about that music.
Ooh, I like that. Oh.
Okay, so watch out for that Soul Sandwich merch.
Watch out for that merch. We had Figures by Jesse Reyes.
You got it.
Okay, cool. And yeah, I think you said that you'd kind of heard it before, or it sounded familiar at least.
Yeah, it's definitely come across my Spotify feed.
Yeah.
Actually, Ola and I were talking about how Jesse Reyes' voice kind of has a little bit of that, obviously, Kehlani vibe, but also that SZA vibe where it's just sort of like a very mellow, kind of relaxed voice, except Jesse Reyes is a little bit more sharp. Her voice has got a little bit, it's a little bit more on the point.
Yeah, it's not like, you said use the word lull. I was about to say droopy, but
yeah,
like droopy sounds very like
SZA has
negative
a lull
vibe.
To her voice.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a little bit raspy. Yeah. It's a little bit more textured.
You use a certain word.
I said dusty, not a bad way.
I really like
dusty.
That.
Like if you imagine that texture, you're like, that's
it's like
SZA's
it's like
voice.
A nice what's that powdery donut, you know? Like
yeah,
if you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Like it's like very. dust. Dusty, like dusty. The like sugar dust, you know?
Like sugar dust. I like that. Sweet.
Ah, so sweet. Okay, so up next, we have Taku. His remix of... Taku is like a big fan. Is a big fan of the show. A friend of the show. He's actually not a big fan of the show. We're just fans of Taku because we play him all the time.
So automatically, he's fan by default.
He's by default. He should have come on the show by now. Just from how much we like him. He had like the album, songs to make love, to make up to, and break up to. I think.
Yeah.
And he had like a bunch of covers with Wafia.
Yeah.
And. He did like the American Girl cover like a while back as well, and I think he was on Who What Where, the like same label as Takeshi Nada for a while. So like so it's like it's super cool guy. You know, like you check out his Instagram feed. He's like he takes photos and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
he's actually a really talented photographer.
Wow, yeah, and I really like him in the same way that kind of like Sampa kind of, because like a lot of the tracks are very. In progress feeling and like very like raw, and like they have like this weird connection with like the piano and like their voices, and it's like it's not like they're not trying to be refined or anything, but they're just like
this is what I'm feeling.
I'm gonna like just let it out, and like you feel the same thing, because like it's like it's real and it's authentic and it's like genuine, right? So I really like Taku. At least you can feel it every single time you listen to it.
Amazing. Wow. I'm sold. I'm excited. I haven't listened to this track in a while, so I'm super excited now that you've given that beautiful intro. And what's going to come after Taku?
Yeah, so I basically just put Daniel Caesar again because I'm like itching and dying.
It's like a sandwich.
It's
like a soul sandwich. Boom.
I'm making like gestures about like kind of like making a sandwich.
Yeah,
like
almost putting like his hands.
Yeah, together.
Like together.
Yeah.
But with some space in between to imply the hot music that's being sandwiched in between his hands.
We Find Love, Daniel Caesar. We're going to probably play our buddy Ruth B, Canadian artist as well. Very young artists. From Alberta, Edmonton, I believe.
Cool.
Got famous off Vine.
I know, right?
Like the youths are like they're coming. I think even Daniel Caesar is like a year younger than me, which is like amazing. Well, I think I haven't realized or haven't noticed I'm old yet. I think that's like where I am right now. Is like I'm still like 17, you know, like in my head. Like
I
still think I'm 17, but in reality I'm like I mean I'm nearing, you know, old level.
Oh,
like,
he won't
I should stop
y'all.
Reading like MTV, you know, and
he
like
won't even
stuff.
Tell you.
Yeah. So we're gonna do Taku, Daniel Caesar, and then like maybe Ruth B.
What's the track that we're playing from Ruth B?
Dandelion.
Dandelion.
I don't know if you've heard. You've probably heard Ruth B because she had like the Lost Boys song. I am a lost boy from Neverland. Na 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 na. Peter Pan.
To keep singing so I didn't react. That was great.
I think we need to
add that as like, you know, a little track, like a single along with people's Ola Smorgasbord shirts. It's gonna be a whole package.
Here's the thing, right? Every single fun drive, I always offer to make a mixtape like of people's favorite songs and like basically just mail to them, but nobody ever like picks that up. It's like it's a lifetime opportunity, you know, like that's like some dope, you know, I can sing any track for you. Like I'm not promising it's gonna be good, but like you get to hear my voice all the time.
Ola's mixtape. Yeah.
Smorgasbord.
Wow. Smorgasbord. Next fun drive, y'all. Pick up on that opportunity because we're gonna have some merch.
All right,
let's get into it.
Waiting Gold, Taku remix, original song by Gallant. But a Taku remix. All right, let's do this. We'll be right back.
explode now.
Heaven help us, heaven.
get up, we fall down, we give up.
So hard to breathe when you're looking at me. I've never felt so alive and free when you're looking at me. I've never felt so happy. And I've heard of a love that comes once in a lifetime, and I'm pretty sure that you are that love of mine. Dandelion into the wind you go. Won't you let my darling know that I'm in a field of dandelions, wishing on
back.
Sup,
we back. Homies. And we back. And we back. And we back. And we back. Okay. A little Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
Inspired impromptu for you.
Always. Always. Soul Sandwich, yeah.
So, what was it that we just heard, Ola?
Yeah, so the last three tracks we heard, the first was Waiting Gold, Taku Remix.
Taku Remix.
Taku Remix.
Little impromptu scat. Okay, we're good. Cool. And then what's the next track?
The next one was Daniel Caesar with We Find Love. And it was, we talked about that a little bit. That was very choiry, very organ music, you know, like, and you talk
that gospel vibe.
You want, I feel like you're just itching to, like, you know, see.
I am. You see it in my eyes.
I can see it in your eyes.
I can see it. Well, no, that's
a Drake.
Oh, okay. Like, I was thinking of something else.
Yeah, no. There's a lot of starts like that.
I feel like people talk about eyes a lot in music.
You know, like, eyes are beautiful. Eyes are
the windows.
Bridges to your soul.
To the soul. Oh, my God. Are you completing my sentences, Ola? Oh.
Your sandwiches? Sorry, what? I don't remember where that's from, but, like, yeah.
I don't remember the show being called Sentence Sandwich, but okay. Daniel Caesar. Yeah, just, I was telling Ola that I feel like this track had so much gospel influence from, you know, the backtrack with the vocals of the background singers, if you will. The supporting vocals had a really choir-like vibe. We talked about how, you know, when Daniel Caesar sang, like, oh, we find love and we find whatever else. Yeah. I forgot the lyrics. I was so mesmerized.
I think there's like a Christian song, because both my parents are pastors, and like there's this one song that like they always play. It's like, we fall down, but we get up. And it's like that. It's almost that same, like, kind of like repeating over and over, like a, kind of like a refrain, mm-hmm. like a kind of like a hook of the song. And it's like,
but it's done in a way that's very much like, deliberate. You know, gospel, or like when you take a biblical kind of reference where it's like very repetitive, because that's kind of how the Bible is written. It's like super repetitive because it's from a time where people told stories. And so I definitely got that vibe the way that Daniel Caesar was singing it. He was just like, we find blank, you know, insert that phrase. Mm-hmm. And it's just that repetition felt so much like I was like in church, and I was listening to, like, you know, the choir kind of, sing a hymn. Mm. Ooh. So good.
That's beautiful.
And that and the last track. What was that last track?
It was Ruth B with Dandelions. I think we kind of researched her a little bit. I think her full name is like Ruth Bear. She's from like Edmonton, Alberta.
Yeah. And, she kind of accidentally became popular is what I read.
Yeah. I remember like it was literally like Vine, and like one of her songs became really, really famous. Mm. And then like one of her songs was featured on like Once Upon a Time. Like it was like
TV show.
So yeah, it was just like, she really just, like, exploded.
Right.
Not that, like her. She, like, definitely deserves it. Like, complete merit. Amazing singer.
It's just one of those things, right? Stroke of luck.
A lot of talent is hard, you know? And talent is hard to find. And luck is a big factor in finding good talent.
Yeah, for sure. And also just who finds you, right? Yeah. Thinking about, you know, who comes across you. It's the right opportunity. Being ready for that moment.
Yeah. Ooh. Inspirational advice.
Inspo of the day.
Positivity. Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm full of positivity. I got a body built by positivity.
Wow.
What's next?
Muscle
sandwich.
We're gonna do some like take a commercial break maybe a little bit. Then after, when we come back, we're gonna do Caliuchis. Personal favorite of mine always.
Same.
Bae. We talked about.
Are you dated? Oh yeah. Okay.
Where you gotta put me on the spot like that?
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, like Caliuchis. She's coming September. You know, we've been away from each other for like a long time, and like I'm just glad we're in the same city again together.
That long distance relationship.
It's hard.
It's hard.
But yeah, Tyron. She's with Georgia Smith. I remember stumbling upon Georgia Smith a little bit like a while
she's
back.
Great.
And, like,
Georgia Smith's great.
She's British singer, singer songwriter, and yeah, she's very good. Both of them great. I think I played this like 4 weeks ago as well. So. Stay tuned for that. We also have Missy D with Too Many Feelings, local celebrity.
Oh, and, that's a Missy D classic.
Yeah, of course. Like, I love this song a lot, and I wish...
That describes me. I don't know about you, but I...
I have way too many feelings.
I always have too many feelings. Okay.
I'm like crying.
Ola's crying
right
in the
now.
Studio. Like... We'll be right back. You're listening to Soul Sandwich.
Yeah, we're listening to Soul Sandwich. I think we're going to play one more song after that. We're going to play Shaq is Dope with Power. Shaq is Dope is a Toronto hip-hop artist, rapper. So, yeah, we'll be right back.
Boom.
hold of some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports! 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 Sports. Sports.
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
I don't wanna come down. got too many feelings, visiting my brain day, night, and weekends. Too many got me forgetting to sleep. And I got too many feelings, yeah, too many feelings. Hey, hey, Missy D. 365, yo, 24/7. All I need is a couple of 60 seconds. Explain how I came to the record. No need to check it. Got too many feelings past the 2 minutes. Cut to the chase with a snap and a snippet. Through roll my words, I single the digits. Signal time for the business. Open up the flow for a sea of my thoughts. Where this wave's about to expose. Overflow of a cold overdose. Need a glass of water for my saliva. Sweeter and sour upon the matter. Talking over, but I'm spinning louder. Above my conscious and my lady thoughts. Rewind, take over my recording time. Not too many feeling like yours and mine intertwine, crossing lines, intersecting while we addressing feelings that are corrupting, interrupting, emoting, call it feeling, filling it in, all of my connections from the back to the cross section of my brain, redirecting to my five senses, different dimensions from birth to pensions, all different versions from good to hurting. Guess I am human, too many reoccurring, my thoughts play back in repetition, like I got one, ay. Like I got one too many emotions. Visiting my brain day, night, and weekends. Too many got me forgetting to sleep. And I got too many feelings. Too many feelings. I got too many feelings. Visiting my brain day, night, and weekends. Too many got me forgetting to sleep. And I got too many feelings. Too many feelings. Too many feelings, too many buildings, too many shillings, not enough willing to take back the moment. I'm painting transparent, I see through the language, we speak the same message. Je parle pour apaiser quelques soucis, rassembler l'amour ou quelques amis. Je parle pour encourager la paix aussi. Je parle pour ma simple thérapie, pour évoluer vos esprits, le son d'une simple mélodie. Too many, c'est beaucoup traduit. Je parle anglais, français et je dis, got too many feelings aujourd'hui. J'ai tellement de pensées, tellement j'apprends français, tellement de choses que je ne puisse oser. Avouer, tenter, jouer le cœur hanté par ses peurs, ses rancœurs et ses heures. Passer un petit message de bonheur, que ce soit aussi ou là-bas, des épines et des fleurs. On se retrouve au jardin d'Éden, j'imagine la scène, tant d'amour ou tant d'aine. Too many, many, many feelings, got me all puzzled in. I said, too many, many, many feelings, got me all puzzled in. Hey. I got too many feelings, visiting my brain day, night, and weekend. Too many got me forgetting sleep, and I got too many feelings. Too many feelings. See, I got too many, too many. I got too many, too many. I got too many. I got too many. I got too many feelings. Visiting my brain day, night, and weekend. Too many got me forgetting to sleep, and I got too many feelings, too many feelings. Hey.
Rich, my nigga told me get a trap house and some powder. Got a green, got a perp, get a haze, all different types of the sour. No, I don't move shit, nigga. Fuck a hammer dog, bring a bag in an hour. Damn, I been showed up. Drink in my hand, yeah, I been pulled up. Riding downtown, getting up for the other side, see a whole block, nigga, with no windows up. Hammer back when I used to get no love. Fella kill him this year, make a feel those slugs. Would give my heart, but no bitch I trust. Leave your heart wrong, then leave you with the dust. They tell me that I switched up. Why I'm getting cocky, about to have my wrist on ASAP. Guess what, bitch, that's rocket. Niggas ride no Kawasaki. Got an army right behind me. You can make a left off Carlton Street and right there where you find me. Listen, I chain around my neck. I just wanna flex, wanna blow a check. I'm up next, got them so upset. See me as a threat, make them sweat. Yeah, I'm at they next. I want my respect, I won't rest. That's what I'm out to get. Woo! I'm about to hit them with a remix. Still try, give me no credit. That's messed up, can't believe it. Who you know come off the bench? Drop double digits all season. That Shaq is dope. Got a scoreboard and even. Shit, fingers up to my enemies. They made a list of
Toronto rappers. Only thing y'all ever be. My sound is global, nigga. Name a country not feeling me. They tryna book me in London. Project Nick going overseas. This flow is made with the product, so give me a beat and a kill it. You know I'm a problem. She told me come get a pop and I can't make a date. Rather go make a deposit. I need some stacks in my wallet, designer in closet. Young and need guidance, I gotta be honest so they can relate. Real every day, that's all I promise. Let's go like chain around my neck. I just wanna flex, wanna blow a check. I'm up next, got them so upset. See me as a threat, make them sweat. Yeah, I'm at they next. I want my respect, I won't rest. That's what I'm out to get.
Yeah, I think we just like forgot that like we were coming back on the show because we were having such a
heated debate.
Well, it wasn't really a debate. It was like we were both on the same page, but it was just like we're
heated echo chamber.
That sounds about right. Heated echo chamber, isn't that like a that sounds like a science thing? I don't know. Heated echo chamber. That's the name of my new band.
Ooh, heated echo chamber. album coming out soon.
By the way. Did you see the Joe Budden Migos stuff unfold?
Joe Biden Migos?
Joe Budden.
Joe Budden is another person.
Yeah, he's another person, yeah.
Okay, I thought you were talking about Joe Biden. I'm like, is that how you pronounce it?
Well, I pronounce a lot of things wrong. So,
I feel like I had good reason to assume.
You have very good reason to presume I'm just, like, completely butchering Joe Biden's name, yes. Is it Joe Biden or Joe Biden?
I say Joe Biden.
Okay, cool.
But what do I know?
No, it's just like, it was a question about like, never mind.
So Migos
like,
and Joe Budden. It was just like during
like the BET Awards, right? Like Complex had like a thing going on, like had like a live interview, but like I didn't think they prepared for the interview properly because like they couldn't hear what like the Migos were saying, which is fair, right? But then like I think this Joe Budden guy, I think he was close with, what's his face? Eminem back in the day, kind of, and like he was kind of like a cult favorite, right? He was like kind of good, and I mean he's kind of good, but like at this point he's like kind of relevant, like he hasn't released anything good
like
in a
nobody's
while.
Really talking about him anymore,
but he's like one of those like older people that like has hot takes about like kind of like a Stephen A. Smith of like music, or like you know, like all like people that like, oh yeah, this generation, like they're just all trash, you know, like that kind of person. And like in the interview he literally just like walked out of the interview and like just dropped the mic in front of them, right? And like,
oh my God.
That level of, and it was just funny because like they have this like literally like the entire like that entire scene is funny because they like the Migos get up like unison and like Offset starts like rolling up his sleeves, like he takes off his cufflinks and starts rolling up his sleeves. Like some of them, like one of them flexes. Like the other guy, Academics, is like there and he's like looking at them like it's like very like looking at Joe Budden and like, looking back at the Migos, and it's just like really It's kind of like a Renaissance painting or something, just unfolding in front of you. Because, like, you see people behind them, like, looking and they're, like... Sorry, just, like, looking really, like, distressed. And, like, somebody's, like, looking as if they're eating popcorn. And she's,
oh, my
like,
God. Like, watching, waiting for it to unfold.
And it's, like, the best thing ever. And, like, people are already making, like, memes and stuff GIFs. So you should be seeing
that.
Pop by soon.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
Okay. That was amazing. Thank you for sharing that.
I don't know why.
I feel like I need to go on a journey to the internet now when I go home just to find all of that because that sounds amazing.
The internet's a hell of a place.
Internet is a hell of a place. But you know what? I was talking to my friend about this, you know, not too long ago, and I feel like the internet, this is my hot take, I feel like internet has become a second playground for capitalists.
Oh yeah.
I think that initially the internet was a really cool place. It was like a place where people could share stuff, share ideas, build off of each other's stuff, you know, find some weird shit. Like, it was a cool place. But then capitalists found it and they're like, let me put some ads in here. Let me capitalize off of your private information. Let me do all of that. And then let me make it so that other businesses want to get in on this too.
Facebook.
Zucks.
Yeah. You just call them Zucks.
No, it's like, never heard that term before? When you get zucked? When Facebook wrongs you, you get zucked. Like you get banned for like some leftist opinion you have, you get zucked. You report somebody for having like some racist photo, and they say it doesn't defy our community guidelines. Zucked.
There's a bunch of like Atlantic and like, you know, Wired articles coming out. And it's like, oh yeah, like Facebook is like has some pretty terrible like community guidelines, and like we're like, yes, we've been saying this for like the past like 5 years. People like racist people are not getting banned, but like I post the exact photo of the person's conversation, and like that gets, you know, me banned.
Zucked.
Like, sucked.
Zucked.
I like that term. I love it. I love it. Yeah.
Okay. Hit us with those new songs.
Do you want to play one more before For the Road?
Yeah, one more For the Road.
One more For the Road. Okay. So let's play No Jumper. We'll See You. The name of the album is called Snow Mexican. The cover, like the album art, is basically like Donald Trump and like a wall, and it's like because he's like Canadian, he's like a Montreal artist, so like he's like, because like I think when the album came out, it was like this weird thing where like Trump was like turning his eyes, like he wasn't even he's not even paying attention to Mexico anymore, right?
Right.
But like he's like very very intensely angry at Canada,
right?
And like he's like putting like taxes on like, you know, softwood lumber and stuff, and like just really just angry at us, and like he's like more angry at us than like, not us, I don't want to say us, but like
the nation,
like Canada than like Mexico. So it's like this kind of weird funny thing where it's like, oh yeah, like we're snow Mexicans now. It's weird, but
that scrutiny, yeah, it's like the equivalent to the kind of treatment that Mexicans have.
Well, she's an interesting artist.
Sounds cheeky. Sounds like a cheeky artist.
Cheeky Nandos.
Cheeky Nandos.
So we're just gonna play that for like the last song, and we're gonna get out of here.
It was a fun time. Thank you for joining us on Soul Sandwich Soul Airlines. Sandwich. I am your pilot, Rachel. And you got your flight attendant.
Wow, I'm an attendant? I thought I would be like, you know, like a co-pilot or something, you know? Like,
I mean, no, I'm moving up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, how are you going to serve Ola Smorgasbord if you're not a flight attendant?
Ooh, fair enough. Okay.
You got to serve it up.
I'll be a lowly flight attendant to like, you know, help out. Oh.
Nobody said
lowly. Okay. So I'm like, okay.
You're a highly flight attendant because you're like 30,000 feet in the air. So like that's as high as you can get as an attendant.
I like that. Like that.
Boom.
Mic drop.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. We'll See You, No Jumper. And then we will, just play a couple ads. Up next, we have live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, Ben Lai. He's going to be in here, spinning some tunes for you, as usual.
As usual.
Yeah, he probably came back from doing some awesome things during the day.
As Ben Lai does.
As he does. Let's like totally kick it with from the album Snow Mexican by We'll See You. The song's called No Jumper. Let's kick it.
Melty Cannon saved the game.
White man told me all I do is jump. Jump those expectations with the hugest dunk. Acing all my classes, show them fools who done. I better get a good review of beauty's nuts. Said we only good for running, now we run the game. They still gonna try to do you like a fucking slave. Although they may disguise it in another name. But really, what's the difference between love and hate? They taking shots, but they ain't got no jumper. They taking shots at me, but got no jumper. I can build a feeling with the bricks they missing. I can build a feeling with the bricks they missing. Swish. They taking shots, but they ain't got no jumper. Call their blood, cause they ain't got my number. They ain't got my number. Shooting blanks like they don't need no rubber. They need me to sun them. Oh my God, you such a motherfucker. What a motherfucker. Stop the fables. You ain't wild, dog. Know the cops will tame you. They mock and shame you. They plot to chase you. Run from the cannon, nigga. If they catch up, you a hot tomato. Shots to fatal. I'ma drive crazy like I'm not so stable. They try to stop me in the car like a party, nigga. Not today, though. God got my boss, so I gotta take risks. I don't care, y'all. Like I'm pleasure in the cloud, and the fingers in the air, dawg.
Fuck you
can take your best shot, but I better be an air ball. You can take a best shot, but I better be an air ball. They taking shots, but they ain't got no jumper. They taking shots at me, but got no jumper.
number. I can build a building with the bricks they missing. I can't build a building with the bricks they missing. Swish. That's me, I'm on your raining threes. You need a poncho. We can go mano a mano, nigga, but I don't believe in your jumper, Bronco Rondo. That's cold like AC. Y'all slow like AC in that Bronco. Got the juice, I'm in the finals. Take a shot, we got the bottles. Splash my brothers with the lotto. Hit them well, we must unravel. Take a rocket to Japan. Like James Harden, we gon' travel. Kick you in my frying pan. Then I'm gone, yo, alligator. Base God, please curse all of my foes.
Thank you, base God.
Cause I need a sure shot when I'm going for the win. Like I'm on a trial in the jury, why the shit? Ain't no doubt that I'm going to the pen. I plead no contest, I won't contest it. Cause I know that's a miss, no jumper. Like a fake suicide threat, they ain't no one on the bridge. Whoosh. They taking shots, but they ain't got no jumper. They taking shots at me, but got no jumper. I can't build a building with the bricks they missing. I can't build a building with the bricks they missing.
With the bricks they missing, I can build a Swiss. I can build a building with the bricks they missing. Swiss. I can build a building with the bricks they missing. I can build a building with the bricks they missing. I can build a building with the bricks they missing. I can build a building with the bricks they missing. I can build a building with the bricks they missing. I can build a building with the bricks they missing.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah. Explosion. There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar, the human serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
What is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by